This week, Florida's state legislature was back in session. Governor Ron DeSantis called for the week-long special session with the hope of passing laws banning mask and vaccine mandates. On Wednesday, DeSantis got his wish when Florida Republicans passed a package of four bills to combat COVID mandates. The governor signed them into law the following day.
Today, we lift people up.
That's right!
We provide protections for people. No nurse, no firefighter, no police officer, no trucker, no anybody should lose their job because of these COVID jabs.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing.
The three-day special session was described by Democrats as, quote, political theater. Of course, this isn't the first time Governor DeSantis has targeted COVID-related mandates. Since the start of the pandemic, he's aggressively fought public health measures, even suing the Biden administration over its vaccine requirement for federal contractors. For more on this, we're joined by Lawrence Maurer, reporter for the Tampa Bay Times and Miami Herald. Lawrence, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Why are we seeing a special legislative session in Florida? What's the big picture goal?
Well, the big picture goal here is to undo what this new rule by the Biden administration set by OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that basically required companies with more than 100 employees to have their employees be vaccinated or submit to weekly testing. And for DeSantis, who has kind of had a contrarian approach to the pandemic, he said that, well, this rule doesn't take into account all the different situations that people might be in. The vaccine is not a cure-all for everything, he says. And so to basically stop this rule and create legislation that is directly against that rule, he called for a special session.
Just remind us, how has DeSantis responded to the COVID-19 pandemic? What's been his approach?
Well, like I mentioned, contrarian is one way to put it. You know, at the beginning of the pandemic, DeSantis did shut down the state. You know, bars were closed for months. And, you know, there were even restrictions early on beach gatherings and stuff. But what DeSantis realized is that those measures didn't stop COVID. You know, whenever those things let up, COVID just came back. And in fact, certainly in his perspective, these lockdowns were pretty destructive, not just economically, but also on people's mental health. Mm-hmm. And so he's basically pushed back against the federal restrictions. He said that these federal lockdowns and restrictions don't take into account the full scope of people's COVID experience. They don't take into account the fact that if you do get COVID and do recover, you may have some natural immunity to it. And so he's kind of taken this natural immunity approach. He was very active on vaccines when they first came out. There was a big push that he did on vaccines. He was doing daily press conferences. But as we've kind of learned, that vaccines are, may not be the be all end all to this pandemic. And DeSantis certainly has realized that and played into the fact that a lot of people just don't want to be vaccinated. DeSantis did not get his vaccine publicly. He's kind of accommodated those that sentiment and said, basically, you know, not everyone's going to get vaccinated. And so what do we do about that? Mm-hmm. And firing people, as you heard, is not the answer.
Let's talk about the four bills being considered by the special session. And let's start with one about vaccine mandates. What does that entail? What conditions would be imposed on private employers?
Well, notably, this is not a ban on vaccine mandates. In fact, it makes vaccine mandates legal in Florida, fully legal. However, it says that employers who want to require employees to be vaccinated also have to provide five different opt-outs, different options for employees who do not want to be vaccinated. And those include, if you want to get wear a mask in the workplace. That's one option. You can get a religious exemption, which is very vague, but you can also get a doctor's note saying if you're, you know, stating that you're going to be pregnant or you are pregnant or expecting to be pregnant. That's an opt-out. It also offers for natural immunity, as they put it. If you have had COVID and you have a number of antibodies, you can go through weekly or some kind of medical test to show that you are immune from COVID. And you can, or you could also go to through weekly testing. That's really what it does. It provides for these kind of opt-outs for people who don't want to get vaccinated.
And there's also the matter of mask mandates in schools. How did that play out in this special session?
Yes, what they did is basically said that school districts cannot decide whether or not your kid is masked or vaccinated. That's up to the parent. It basically gives a parent the right to say, I want my kid masked or not. And that's already an administrative rule in Florida, but that's now going to be the law.
Do we have a sense of what these bills mean for businesses and local governments, what kind of penalties they could incur?
Yeah, for local governments, I mean, it does ban vaccine mandates outright for local governments, schools. But for private employers, these are new restrictions that, frankly, they have not been thrilled about. Companies, businesses have said, look, we've been navigating the pandemic now for 18 months or however, it's almost 2 years at this point. And we know how to run our businesses. We don't need more mandates. However, they're reluctant to go against the governor on this. Mm-hmm. You know, a number of companies have already rolled out vaccine mandates. They're now subject to, if they follow through on these, you know, the laws do provide a method for employees to complain to the attorney general. And there's fines included here of $10,000 per incident for companies of less than 100 employees and $50,000 for larger employers.
Governor DeSantis has been critical of OSHA's requirements for COVID safety. Tell me about the bill that would withdraw this day from OSHA. Is that even possible?
Well, yeah, it is possible to withdraw from OSHA. You know, about half the states have done that over the decades. It's not, you know, the bill, however, that was passed really doesn't withdraw the state from OSHA. It tells the governor's office to create a plan for a plan to leave OSHA. And this is something that would take years. OSHA would have to approve Florida's plan. It would cost Florida a lot of money. Right now, OSHA, you know, does most of the oversight of workplace safety in Florida. That would have to now fall to state government. And frankly, no one really thinks that this is actually going to happen. Republicans and Democrats were basically kind of privately acknowledging that this is just for show. If Florida actually does leave OSHA, which would be at a minimum 3 to 5 years away, just to get federal approval to do it, you know, people when the bill comes for this, I imagine that most lawmakers are going to balk at the price tag.
That's interesting. What are some of the other bills the Florida legislature will consider during this session? Does one involve public records?
Yes. You know, as I mentioned, there's a provision in the bill, in one of the bills, that allows for employees to complain about vaccine mandates to the attorney general, and the attorney general, you know, can levy fines based on those. Well, the employee complaints to the attorney general were also made secret through one of the other bills that was passed this week. And this was a pretty big argument. You know, instead of just, you know, Florida has a pretty broad public records law. It's pretty good here. But in this case, the entire complaint would be secret. And of course, Democrats and others were saying, well, this is just going to be a way for, you know, selective enforcement. We don't know who the attorney general or who's complaining to the attorney general against which businesses. And we don't know if these complaints are secret. We don't know who the attorney general is enforcing, you know, these complaints on. And so that did pass, and those are going to be secret until presumably 2023. You know, most of these provisions expire. That's one thing I didn't mention is that, you know, most of these provisions expire in 2023.
Lawrence, how much would you say DeSantis actually accomplished in this special session?
Well, we don't really know. There's a big wild card out here, which is that the OSHA rule is on hold right now because of a court basically put a stop to it, temporary hold on it. And if that rule does stand, then basically a lot of the work that was done this week will be for naught. It will overrule what Florida passed this week. However, if it fails, if the OSHA rule does not stand up, then yes, this will be in effect for every business in Florida and potentially have big ramifications.
Lawrence Maurer is a reporter for the Tampa Bay Times and the Miami Herald. Lawrence, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bridget.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.